Good morning. Welcome to Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. God bless you. Amen.
Good morning, Winning Warrior Wives. Our God is good all the time. And all the time, our God is good. Thank you, Father, for making us to see this bright new day. Thank you, God, for being with us throughout the dangers of the night. We bless your holy name, Lord. We say, be thou exalted in Jesus' name. Be thou exalted, Lord. Hallelujah, Father, we praise your name. Amen. Be thou exalted, Lord. Hallelujah, Father, we praise your name. Amen. O Alagbara, you are the mighty God. Eyin Tobeju, you are the glorious God. Alagbara, you are the mighty God. Eyin Tobeju, you are the glorious God. Alagbara, you are the mighty God. Eyin Tobeju, you are the glorious God. Thank you, Father. Heavenly Father, we commit the life of our husbands to your holy hands today. Father, watch over and guard every step our husband takes today in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bring our husbands before you today. Deliver them from all evils and any destruction that may await them today. Father, I pray that our husband's life shall be hidden in you, Lord Jesus. Father, I pray that no evil shall befall our husbands in the mighty name of Jesus. I say no harm shall come near our husband's dwelling in the mighty name of Jesus. The protection of the Almighty God will be upon our husbands today in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare that the Lord's shade will forever be on our husbands in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, satisfy our husbands with long life. The Bible says in Psalm 118, it says we will not die, but we will live and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. I decree and I declare that our husbands will not die in the mighty name of Jesus. For the Lord has chastened us severely, but he has not given our lives over to death. None of us shall die in the mighty name of Jesus. I also declare that no weapon, and I decree that no weapon fashioned against our husbands will prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Every evil gathering that gather for the sake of our husbands will be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. And every plan of the enemy over our husbands will be frustrated in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that as our husband goes out today, Father, you will go before them in the mighty name of Jesus. You will go with them in the mighty name of Jesus. You will protect them throughout today in the mighty name of Jesus. And you will be with their coming in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I pray that in our husband's career, they would excel in the mighty name of Jesus. Their source of income will never run dry in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare over our husbands, good health will be their portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Sickness will not make our husband's body a harbor in the mighty name of Jesus. Our husbands are hale and hearty in the mighty name of Jesus. Dear God, keep our husbands from any influence of any strange woman in the mighty name of Jesus. Our husband would have the wisdom to be able to make right choices in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, help our husbands to be sensitive and to be able to discern between wrong and right people in the mighty name of Jesus. Help him to also be able to discern between profitable and dubious deeds in the mighty name of Jesus. In wherever they might find themselves, in their workplace, Lord Jesus, you would enlarge their coast in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because you have answered us this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because you have answered us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because your blood will continually be a shield over our husbands. Thank you, Father, because your blood will continually be a shield over our children. Thank you, Father, because your blood will continually be a shield over our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you because you have answered us, Lord. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Have a blessed day, mothers.
Gospel Bells Radio, engaging the culture with the mind of Christ.